Time now for our chat with our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. And Kim, when we talked last week, we talked about the Kansas City Board of Trade December contract for wheat. You said that if it goes above 850, it'll go to 9 by Tuesday, but it closed below 850 on Tuesday. So what's your perspective now, a few days out?
Well, I missed it by a day, and I think that shows us that we don't have the strength in the December market, that there it is in a, I call a gentle or a weak uptrend. We closed above the 850 on Tuesday. We had a pretty decent little run on Thursday and closed above it on Thursday. That gave me two consecutive closes above $8.50. And I think our next target, I think it will challenge that $9 price now.
Now, the last time we got together last week, you briefly mentioned that producers should just store it. Can you expand on that a little bit this week?
Well, I think if producers own wheat and they still own it, that means that they can afford to take the price risk or the risk of lower prices, that the odds are higher that wheat prices are going up, again, running up to 9. But we're talking out, 30 days to 90 days in the future. If I had wheat, I think what I would do is hold it into September, maybe mid to late September, early October, and look at selling part of it. Sell some in November and maybe sign the rest of it or the remainder of it in early December, depending on what the market looked like it was going to do.
Just kind of space it out there.
Staggered in the market, that's what I call it.
Okay. A lot of people, of course, talking about the drought, the dry conditions, worried about their crops. As this is going on and looking ahead the next few months, what do you say should be the top priority for producers?
Well, looking at the 2012 wheat crop, I think the single most important thing relative to marketing is crop insurance. We have a severe drought, Oklahoma, Texas, southern Kansas. You look at the long-term projections, it's for continued drought. The odds are against planting a crop that's going to have average yields. And to market something, to sell something, you got to produce it first. I think we need to ensure that production, and you can also ensure price.
Okay, and of course, we'll talk more about that in the weeks ahead as this drought continues and the discussion has to continue. And finally, today, as we wrap up, what's the market offering for 2012 looking ahead?
Well, if you look at that, the July contract, it's offering around $7.80 if you back off the basis, anywhere from $7.70 to close to $8, depending on the location in Oklahoma. Also, for the crop insurance we mentioned, they will use the average August 15 through September 14, July 12 close to determine the insured price. And right now, that price is averaging about $8.50 a bushel.
Okay, kind of the benchmark there in a lot of ways.
And a pretty good price to lock in with insurance.
Sure is. Okay, Kim, thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time.